Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He looked like he's going to be the best quarterback in the league. I mean, he's that good.
Dude, it was awesome.
Drake May is 100% taking the biggest leap and playing the best out of anybody that was drafted in the first round of last year's draft.
Yeah. There's a lot of remnants in this game of Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Drake May will wear a red jacket. He will absolutely wear a red jacket.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. No, the Schefters believe in Drake May, for the record.
Yeah.
Drake May, head coach, left tackle, quarterback, renew your season tickets. It looks like they found the guy.
They got to go back.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Yeah. Well done, boys. That was fun. At the risk of you guys making fun of me, I know it's coming anyway, I did just want to clarify that I was ahead of the curve. I put Drake May in the Patriots Hall of Fame last week. I didn't need to wait till Sunday Night Football. Genius walked alone for 7 days. And then all of a sudden, genius was followed by everybody.
Instead of the Homer honk horn, we need that clip from The Simpsons when Tom Brady drives by Homer Simpson on a segue and goes, "I'm the greatest ever. Everyone else sucks." That's exactly what we need for these genius walks alone takes.
I was 1 week ahead of, because the hype train is as out of control as I've ever seen it. We talked a little bit about
runaway locomotive
last year. Last year here in New England, on the old version of the afternoon show, and welcome aboard on a Tuesday afternoon.
Previous iteration, some people refer to it.
Christian Arcan and I were like, is it weird that the national media loves Drake May more than the local Patriots fans and Patriots media? That happened during the season a year ago, even with him not winning and even with him turning the ball over and all the things that went into the Drake May rookie year experience.
Yeah.
And now again, I hear these things and it's almost like a game. You know how you have those group of friends that sit around with beers and someone's like, "Yeah, I went to this resort, blah, blah, blah." And then the other guy's like, "Oh, I went to a better resort." And then the next guy's like, "No, I went to," and they have to one-up each other all the time.
My kid hit two doubles today. Oh, yeah, excellent. My kid cleared the center field fence. Yeah. We're aboard the one-upmanship right now.
Yes, and it's gotten to the point where somehow, once again, the Nationals are way, way beyond the locals. The locals, I think, are taking a more measured, realistic approach. First of all, we started our affair with Drake May earlier. A lot of us started at week two. Week two, we were like, oh, Drake May looks like he can play. And then it went boom, boom, boom. Four-game stretch of good performances.
It was from the fourth down pass to Steph Diggs to the wheel route to Ramondre. That's where, season two, Drake May was lit.
It kept going, and there were the turnovers, but we pulled a Schrager and kind of ignored the turnovers against the Steelers and said he did march his team up and down the field all day long. Then we get this week, whereas the Nationals, and we got football players. Greg Olsen is a tremendous football player who also happens to be a tremendous color analyst.
Fox's better one.
Correct. And he's out there showing you his O face on that throw to Diggs down the sideline and telling you that he's the greatest quarterback. And now I do wonder if there's a little Charlotte bias there because he is a Charlotte guy. My guess is he knows the entire May family. They probably share Christmas cards. So there's probably a little too close there. But he goes out there and says, this guy looks like he might be the best quarterback in football.
He's definitely, I'm going to tell you what, he's definitely the greatest quarterback in Patriots history. Easy, Greg Olsen.
He should say that. He should say that as early and as often as he can.
That would be great.
And it is amazing that Drake May, a guy who after week one, some idiot asked if he truly was dedicated to winning in the National Football League. And a city full of idiots was saying there was too much on his plate. He's overwhelmed. He's thinking too much. 4 games later, a quarter season later, he is suddenly in contention for one of the best quarterbacks in football?
4 weeks later.
Exactly. Here we are, but here we are. Everybody loves them some Drake May.
It's like Drake May. Drake Mania.
Have you seen a single, and I mean more national, not local, because there are still some Patriots fans we get on the text line, we get in the calls that are a little bit like, pump your brakes, it's a short span.
You guys
are just
already
the
putting
Panthers.
Them in Canton.
Right. But on a national level, even the late converts have converted to, yeah, I didn't really like Drake May coming out of UNC, but I'm all in now. You're Kirk Bentonkirk or whatever?
Yeah, Kurt Beneke, former Packers quarterback turned wannabe Orlovsky.
Has there been a national perspective? Because usually, you know, in this day and age, you got those like angry ex-scout 472. Yeah, I still don't see it. I still think Spencer Rattler's better. Usually on Twitter, there's one of those guys.
Who TF is that?
There's all those angry ex-scouts.
Okay.
Have you seen any of those? Because I haven't seen anyone even... You know who throws maybe the most shade at Drake May?
Who?
Who do you think throws the most shade at Drake May?
The former Patriots coach.
No, the current Patriots coach. I think Mike Vrabel, who's given out game balls like they're a BJ's special. By BJ's, I mean the free food, nothing
big
weird.
Big box store.
Just throwing that
samples,
out there. Big box store.
Bourbon chicken in aisle 3.
Our friends at BJ's. He doesn't give him game balls. Every time I feel like a reporter kind of tries to lob up a question that's like, Vrabel, spike this home and tell us how good your young quarterback is. He's like, nah, there's things he can do better. What did he say at halftime? A little composure?
Yeah.
Or whatever? Like, he can, and I do believe it's calculated. And I actually think it's
100% calculated.
I think it's a sign that Mike Vrabel knows he's got him. That's also why Mike Vrabel has the job, because I don't know that he would have taken the job if he didn't like Drake May and think Drake May could be really good.
Didn't everybody say that when they accepted the gig, that was part of the reason why?
Correct. But it's Parcellian. Like, he fluffs up Andy Borogalis because he knows, oh, Jesus, I got a young kicker who's on the brink of, does this go sideways or do I pull out of this?
Yeah, Borogalis is teetering on full-blown yips.
Ramondre Stevenson fluffs him up. Game balls, pats on the back, the whole thing. Drake May, the guy who is the talk of the quarterback world, the NFL world, suddenly your boy Savage is like, you can't find 10 quarterbacks you'd rather have over Drake May. So me, being the contrarian I am, said, oh, yes, I can. And then I got to like 7, and I was like, oh, some bitch, I can't find 10 quarterbacks.
That's where we were yesterday. You asked me if was he a top 10 quarterback? And while just sort of like running through the starting 32 of now and even factoring in a couple of the ones that are injured temporarily or out for the season, you can't say that he's not playing at a top 10 level. You can't. And if you say it, you're making it up. There have also been people like, you were hype on him. Shime was the biggest Drake May fan in the world. Guest of the Six Rings pod, Daniel Rotman, the guy that runs Scout DNFL. He was always hype on him. And instead of rubbing it in people's faces now, it's nice to see people going, welcome to the world of Drake May. You are now just living in it.
It's also nice to be right. I'll admit that. Like, we wanted to. Ted and I have talked about this. We were Drake May advocates coming into the draft and into his rookie season. So you want to be proven right. You don't want to have egg on your face and look like an idiot.
Aren't we glad he didn't start those 5 games last year?
Are we?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No, we're not.
I think we would have been fine if he had started those 5 games.
We wish he did, because it would have made last year even a little more watchable.
Now you could go down a whole rabbit hole of, is Mayo still the coach? Do you not have Will Campbell? What happened to the draft pick? Is Alex Van Pelt the coordinator? Like, could things have been better, not bad enough? I don't know, because they did beat the Bengals. You got a win out of that first month there. But there is a rabbit hole conspiracy, you know, butterfly effect. Like, is it a lot different than it is right now and maybe not good?
So maybe it happened for a reason. Just like,
that's what they tell me.
Just like Chad Ryland making that kick in Denver back over Christmas 2023 happened for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. Mm. Yes, Dan Ball.
Good afternoon, guys, by
the
way. Hey,
how are you?
Oh, hi.
Good. Is now really the time to be questioning the way that the development of Drake May was handled? I don't have a single issue with how it was handled, given what we're seeing right now. The first 5 games.
I was just thinking of the entertainment value for
the
previous season. Because it was, I mean, you were here for the majority of it. It was a struggle.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I jumped in with both feet right in the middle of an awful season.
Yeah,
I don't mind, given what we're seeing right now and given how bad last year's team was, I don't mind the way they chose to go about it in hindsight.
Well, I'll give you the flip side of that. I was a big believer in the offseason as an advocate for Drake May that he was taking the weighted donut off his bat going from last year to this year. That giving him Josh McDaniels and the stability of this coaching staff, giving him potentially a better offensive line, that the most difficult struggles of Drake May's career were going to be his rookie season. I believed that, and I think he's benefiting from it. I do believe, like, the fastball's coming in, the bat feels a little bit lighter, and he's like, wait, did they just block the guy who's coming off the left side there? Wow, never had that left.
No longer on the Stairmaster with a weighted vest.
Wait, did Stephon Diggs do what I wanted him to do when I rolled out and then catch the ball that I threw to him? Like, all of those aspects of this offense that are better around him, coaching, offensive line, targets, make his job easier, and I think it's allowing him to have this evolution. I don't know how much last year developmentally we can praise the coaching staff or what went into it. I think
the person who is kind of like lost in the wash of last season's debacle, as because it looked like Gerard Mayo had no idea what he was doing, but the guy who probably did a lot and will be hopefully one day less of a forgotten hero, Van Pelt. I heard nothing but good things about his interactions with Drake May.
Yes, he was a quarterback's coach.
Yes.
That's the problem. He was the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
He was doing
one job really well while over his head doing another.
Correct. And I do believe that is the I think I've picked that up from Alex Cora. I think we talked to him so many times that he's a big advocate of that phrase, I do believe, and I've picked up the I do believe. But I do believe that Alex Van Pelt, the footwork, the technique, mm-hmm. the sort of fundamentals.
Learning how to drop back because he played in the pistol basically his entire time.
All of that was
good.
Now, giving him audibles, play calls, giving him the best chance to succeed when the ball was actually snapped.
That's Josh Ball.
Not great. That's where Josh is better. And I think Josh probably appreciates the work that Alex Van Pelt did as essentially a quarterback's coach a year ago, but I think they started over in terms of scheme and offense and all of those things.
I heard on our midday program, Jones and
Keith.
It's
a good show.
Yeah, very good show. Good, nice pace. I like those funny little sounders they have in the grab bag program.
I wish they would re-record them. There's a very annoying voice on.
Yeah.
Some.
Oh yeah. Is there? Yeah. I heard that guy actually came up with the segment. Anyway, so I heard Tom Curran's noontime appointment today. We'll talk to him on Thursday, I believe.
Indeed.
They asked him who's more responsible for bringing out this savage element of Drake May and giving him the comfort that he has on the field now. Was it Diggs or McDaniels? And Tom E didn't even hesitate. Josh.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels, we talked a lot about this in the offseason, and when we're right, we have to pat ourselves on the back, because if you followed the pick six parlay often enough, we're wrong a lot, and we have to revisit that every Monday.
1-5 is great.
Yeah, there's a win in there. At least there was one. Kevin Millar, don't let them win just one. That didn't hold true
for us. But if they do, that doesn't...
What if we do just win one? But no, we talked about Josh McDaniels and the credit we thought, as advocates for him, he deserved, even though there were still the, you should have never gotten Vrabel, you should have got Ben Johnson, he's the offensive mind, he's the guru, Scheim and others. There were a lot of people, I think, maybe both midday show guys, you just referenced them.
Well, because I know Rich loves wide receivers, bat flips, explosive, dynamic, unpredictable stuff. Jones just wanted something. Jones just wants new. He just wants fresh. He wants not the same old stale product. The thing is, McDaniels doesn't feel the way he's able to reinvent the offense doesn't feel, especially with the most athletic quarterback he's coached to date, it doesn't feel stale.
So we can throw it out there all we want, but we don't necessarily put our name to it. Jeff Howe did. Jeff Howe, the Athletic, former Boston Herald guy, former mm-hmm. local guy, I mean, still a local guy, former local reporter.
Very nice man.
Who works for the Athletic. He does a quarterback ranking on the Athletic. And you know where he has Drake May?
Let me guess. This is a blind guess. 11th.
No, 10th. He is a top 10 quarterback officially. And I'll give you the list just to see if you feel like this is accurate. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Jordan Love. That's your top five. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford. That's 6 through 9. The number 10 spot, Drake May. And just for comparison, mm-hmm. just after him would be Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence.
Where's Jaden Daniels in there?
I already said him. He was 7th.
He was 7th? Okay, no, he blew right by him. Okay. That's pretty fair, actually.
I do think it's fair. And it's going to fluctuate, and what helps him get in there? Did you notice there's a name missing that would bump him to 11th? He wouldn't be a top 10 quarterback if this guy were playing.
Ed Joseph Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Yeah. And Lamar Jackson, actually,
who could be out for... if you're Lamar Jackson, by the way,
12th.
With
this
a bad
list is devalued.
Okay, but still upper third, I'll call it, top third-ish. With the way Lamar Jackson's season is going and how bad the Ravens are right now, losing 44-10 with Cooper Rush at the helm, injury maybe lingers a little longer for me.
Yeah, they have a lot of issues there, and the Patriots are the opposite. It feels like the Patriots are coming together, right? It's only a short span.
And I love it when a plan comes together.
But does it not feel? Am I being overly homerific? Get the horn ready if you want, Stiz. I know you love to play it. But the Patriots coaching, does it feel better right now than it did, say, 3+ weeks ago?
Oh, it's where I thought it should be, but it's definitely better than a month ago.
Patriots special teams feel like it's better now than it was a month ago.
Yes, because the kicker's making kicks.
Boom. Patriots defense better now than it was a month ago.
Continuing their trend of being a dominant force on the field.
Patriots offense better now than you felt about it a month ago.
Boy, howdy.
So is there anything within this organization that doesn't feel like it's trending in a positive direction?
At this particular moment, no.
Now, that doesn't mean, and we're going to get to Tom Curran, who was on with the Jones and Keefe boys and has a pretty crazy schedule or record prediction for the Patriots at the bye.
I didn't hear it yet, but is it like, hold on a second. Tom, what you sniffing?
It's homerific.
Oh, he's such a homer.
But there's a reason for it. Like, it's starting to, like, not only are they coming together at the right time, everything is falling into place around them. Concurrently.
Well, if you look across the AFC, the teams that you thought weren't going to be very good aren't very good. But a lot of the teams you thought were going to be good also aren't very good. There's more of a middle class or a lower middle class in the AFC.
How'd you like that game last night, though?
I thought it was perfect. I thought it was perfect that both teams made a... I just almost swore. I was just going to say the S word for some reason. Just a little too comfortable here early in the show. There was a crap ton of mistakes in that game by both teams right up until the winning touchdown where the guy falls on his face three times before he runs into the end zone.
And still finds a way. We were talking before the show, and Brian Frazoco, our Twitch operator and one of the associate producers on the show, put it best. He said, when he plays terribly, you see Mitch Trubisky and Trevor Lawrence. And I was like, yeah, but when he plays well, you see John Elway. Like, he is a maddening
talent.
He
is maddening, and he's never going to be great. I watched enough of that game after I finished my cable box debacle last night to know that he's never going to be great. He's too far into his career.
I'm a fan. I love watching him play.
I'm gonna just say it. He sucks.
He does not suck.
When you have a guy wide open for a 7-yard gain in a first down, and you have a guy covered in the end zone, and you throw to the guy covered in the end zone.
That's not a good choice.
And don't throw to Travis Etienne, who is it, Troy Aikman?
Yes.
Yeah, Troy Aikman goes, not only is he getting the first down, but it's Travis Etienne. He can make one guy miss, and it's a touchdown. When you choose not to make that throw, you're never... What year is he? Is this year one?
Wait, hold on. Is it year five?
Oh, year five. So is he going to make the year six jump?
Hasn't your boy... Well, he's made the year... Did you see the one he dropped in the bucket to Brian Thomas on the final drive?
What did I tell you yesterday?
Spectacular pass.
Quarterback in the NFL is about consistency. You need to take the easy ones that are available because they're not always going to be available.
I'm always a fan. Listen, no one likes taking a profit more than this guy.
I thought Trevor Lawrence's game was on full display last night.
All my bets.
The ups, the downs, and the why he'll never be a great quarterback.
But he's talented enough that he's going to stay employed for a long time.
And madden people. He will be maddeningly good and maddeningly bad at various points throughout the rest of his career.
Liam Cohen.
Which is weird because he never lost in high school and college, basically.
Liam Cohen, though, is probably the right guy to try to find a way, if you can course correct him, into consistent excellence.
Maybe, but he's got a lot of work to do.
It's a hell of a challenge.
Don't stick the ball out on the goal line.
When a guy's open, throw it to him. But the quality of the game and what you saw from teams in the AFC, like Kansas City, they can be dominant at times. They look beatable. Jacksonville, surprise people. They outlasted Kansas City, made enough mistakes. They'll give you a tough game. They're also beatable.
207 says, come on, Andy. A couple of those throws he made on his last drive were incredible. I agree. He's capable of the incredible. He's also capable of the incredibly stupid.
Followed by another text from a different 207 number. Trevor Lawrence does suck.
And that's the reality. There's times when he's great. There's times that he sucks.
He needs to get the times he sucks out.
If you're a top 5 to 10 quarterback,
you can't suck.
You can be not good. You can kind of be like,
you can miss
off day,
a mark.
You punt here. And that's what Drake May is eliminating. What did we talk about? It wasn't that he was great making plays as much as it was he didn't make the great mistakes. Yes, Stiz.
But vis-a-vis Drake May and the Patriots.
What the hell does vis-a-vis mean? You shouldn't be saying that.
I don't care for that. Are some fans going a little too far? For instance, here was a headline from an article on Channel 7, our friends at Channel 7 yesterday. Quote, he's better than Tom Brady, I think. Patriots fans talk Drake May following the win over undefeated
Bills. Wait, hold on. Did somebody send a reporter to like the greatest bar or something or banners and somebody was all hopped up on sipping sauce and they said he's better than Tom Brady?
There is no one in the world that believes that. No one. I don't even think you could get Drake May on Truth Serum to say, I'm better than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I also
or Mr. and Mrs. May, or the May brothers.
It's an article from a TV station. I have a hard time.
Are you seriously asking me that question, though? You didn't even believe that.
I do think that people, it's like with most things, we jump out the window one way or the other. So,
here we go. Let's just see. All right, Andy at 603 wants to know, they're going to hold us accountable. So can I expect you to say the same thing next week if Drake May throws two picks and loses a fumble?
Same thing as what? Hall of Famer? Yeah, I believe he's a Patriot Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Wait, Drake May, who will be making his 18th start. What year did you say Trevor Lawrence is in?
4, 5, 6, 7.
Drake May, who's in the second year of his rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence is in the first year of his $260 million. Like, that's the difference. If Drake May,
Florida, he's going to get all of it.
If Drake May is having Steelers type games where you're making decisions for turnovers in 5 years, that's going to be a problem. I don't think he will be. The growth I've seen from Drake May over the first month of the season, and if you extrapolate off of that moving forward, is tremendous. It's what you want to see combined with the physical, the ability to roll out, throw on the run.
It's year five for Trevor Lawrence, by the way.
So year five,
yes,
and year two.
He's got 3 years ahead of Drake May.
We'll see. I'm quite comfortable saying Drake May will consistently be a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence when he's in year five. Consistently
all
a better quarterback.
Bookmark that, guys, for 3 years from now.
Good chance we're
still
doing this show.
What are we all
going to
be doing then?
What's that?
Heart and Sun Landscaping, baby. 617-779-7937.
I work for you again?
Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves with Drake May? Are the national media types, the Rich Eisens and the Colin Cowherds, getting too far ahead of themselves? And then we need to get into the Patriots. They're also a popular team. They're a team that many are looking at this schedule, this upcoming stretch, and the totality of an easy schedule, and they're using the B word. The playoffs are now a conversation.
Playoffs. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In early October in New England, 617-779-7937, the hype train to and fro Foxborough is in full speed ahead mode. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.